Welcome to a Wednesday edition of The Drive, another special Hustle Up edition of The Drive. We'll get to Cubs pregame in about 10 minutes or so, but we're continuing this week with our Live Purple, Give Gold interviews with UNI Athletics administrators and coaches. And we're pleased now to be joined by UNI Women's Soccer Head Coach Alex Place Thomas. Coach, thanks so much for being here. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing great.
Well, I want to talk about your team first. Like I mentioned when we got you down here, you come to the sports station. We've got to talk about your team.
Absolutely.
We'll get to the Live Purple, Give Gold stuff. But what a busy offseason that you have had. 10 transfers signed.
10 transfers,
what's
yes.
that been like since when you got that amount of new transfers on the team?
Yes, I came into it with an open mind. I knew that we would have a lot of building to do, but this team has absolutely floored me. They're doing a fantastic job just getting to know each other and playing-wise. You know, there's a lot of new happening, but I've been really pleased with how they've adjusted and, you know, how they've just really fit into our team culture and dynamic.
And then there's a spring schedule right now. You actually able to get those games in amid all the crazy weather? How are they going?
Yeah, so we started off at the end of March playing NDSU. We were able to do a neutral site in Minneapolis, so that was in a dome, which was great. A couple of weekends ago, we played Mankato. They also had a dome, but we are headed up north this weekend, and we're going to play the University of Minnesota, and it is outside as of now, so it might just be really cold.
Yeah.
But, you know, in soccer, we kind of just put on the layers and keep going.
Could be 40 degrees. It could be 80 degrees.
I hope it's 40 degrees. Let's just put it that way.
So what's it like in this spring season? Because not only 10 new transfers, but I think it was 9 high school signees, right?
Actually 10 high school signees. Yeah, so this fall we'll be at around 26 rostered players, and as you can do the math, about half of them aren't here yet. So
yeah.
It's just going to be a really exciting year for UNI Panthers soccer. There's going to be a lot of new faces, but I think that the fresh energy will be really important to us as we head into this new year.
Is there anything in the spring season, be it in-game or not in-game, your training, that's like, these are pillars, these are non-negotiables,
yeah,
we got to make sure we're good at this in the spring or else nothing we want to happen in the fall is going to happen?
Absolutely. Yeah, we go into every game wanting to win, but we've really tried to recognize that the results don't matter in the spring and that we're just trying to work out the kinks of things and trying to improve every single day, but every single weekend that we get to play. And uniquely, because we only have, I think, 14 or 15 healthy players right now, we can't play a full field game in practice. So when we head out to those spring matches, we're playing 11v11, which is great to see us in a full game, especially, you know, against somebody else and not the people that we've been practicing against.
UNI Women's Soccer Head Coach Alex Place Thomas, our guest on this special Wednesday edition of The Drive. Live Purple, Give Gold, happening all this week, but culminating tomorrow on Thursday. We'll get to that effort in just a little bit with Coach, but a few more questions about your team here headed into the fall. You got a new assistant coach.
Yes.
Forgive me if I'm not getting this right, Kylie Gazza.
Really great. Yep, that's it.
What's it been like working with her?
It's been fantastic. She brings a lot of fresh energy. She was a Division I soccer player as well as an assistant coach for a Division I program at ACU in Texas. And so I've just really enjoyed getting to know her as well, getting to know what she brings to the table. She's been coaching some defense for us, which is really great. And I've been able to switch my focus a little bit more to the offensive side, which I've really enjoyed as well. And she just brings a lot of passion to the team. And, you know, with all the new happening with the new transfers, new freshmen, new assistant coach, I just couldn't be more pleased with how exciting and energetic our office is right now.
You got all that new, so I guess you're not new anymore.
I'm not. And now that we've hired a basketball coach, I am no longer the newest coach in the room. So I'm excited about that.
Nonetheless, if I may go back to that first season of yours, you guys had some close, tough losses at the end of the season. And I mean, it's not hard. You don't have to squint, I don't think, to see that team and see those results and go, you know, that could have played out a lot different.
Yeah.
You could have felt a lot different about it all.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a couple bounces that go your way, or, you know, things of that nature.
Absolutely. I really encourage people to not just look at our record and have it define the story that we had. I personally was hired 40 days before we even had our first kickoff.
Right.
And then from there, I mean, there were games, especially in conference, that we were out shooting our opponents, almost doubling shots in some cases. And, you know, that's the game of soccer, and it teaches a lot of great lessons about, you know, you can play as pretty soccer as you want, but it's about getting the ball in the back of the net and keeping a clean sheet when you can. So we played a lot of great soccer. We had a really great team this fall, and I'm hoping that, you know, using some of those foundational things, we can add some more wins to that column this fall.
Was there anything that stood out to you that may have been unique to Missouri Valley Conference soccer?
I think that for the first time in a long time, maybe even a decade, it felt like it could have been anybody's time. There, you know, in the last 10, 12 years, there have been a few teams in our conference that have just kind of dominated the top. Our sixth place team won the conference tournament in PKs, and they had to beat us to even make it into the conference tournament that very last game. And we, in my eyes, outplayed them. But you know what? That's how that cookie crumbles. And so, I mean, if that's not motivating, I don't know what it is, because as long as you make it to that tournament, anything can happen from there.
UNI Women's Soccer Head Coach Alex Place Thomas, our guest. Live Purple, Give Gold. As I mentioned, it culminates tomorrow with the Day of Giving, but this has been an effort that I feel like going back to late last week, it kind of starts to, you just start to feel it, you start to hear about it. So how's it been for you? Although, as we established, you're not the newbie anymore.
No.
But what's it been like for you getting familiar with this effort and doing everything you can with your student athletes and your program?
Yeah, it's a great time to be a part of college athletics and specifically women's sports. And what Live Purple, Give Gold is, it's our annual day of giving, but it technically started on April 1st. And we're trying to raise money for our operational budget. And for those who don't know what that is, it's everything that we use to spend money towards our program: travel accommodations, uniforms, technology, all of those things. And so as I've learned more about this, it's also, you know, something that's really important to us to make a huge impact for this program. I mean, it's going to help carry us forward. It's going to help us maintain recruits and commitments and help elevate that student athlete experience. So it's a really important day for us. And we've been working pretty hard, and we have a couple of challenge gifts as well. So, you know, once we reach a certain amount of money, we have some more money that'll get unlocked from really generous donors that we have. And so I'm super excited about it, because it can really make a huge impact and almost an immediate impact on our program.
There seems to be some creative competition going on here.
Yes.
I think I saw just earlier today the UNI football account put out like a spoof of The Office, and I've seen some other really creative videos. So are you guys feeling the pressure right now?
There is, and I've already talked to our social media intern, Josh, and we have some more ideas that will maybe even come out later today.
Well, that's in the radio business, that's a great tease.
Yes, yes.
Well, anything else for our listeners to know as it relates to, you know, asking for their support, what to know about Live Purple, Give Gold, even something as simple as, you know, where you're going to be putting out promotional material on social media?
Yes. So in our bios on all of our social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, you can find the link to give. And even if it's not for women's soccer, I just hope that, you know, people come out and donate to the UNI Panthers in any way that they can. There's a lot of great organizations, a lot of great sports, and just knowing that any amount of donation can really make an impact, whether it's $5 or $5,000. We really just want to see a lot of support around the Panther team that we see, you know, in the stands, and sometimes it looks like donations as well. So just super thankful for this community and all of the support that we get, and I hope that, you know, people come out and donate for Live Purple, Give Gold.
UNI Women's Soccer Head Coach Alex Place Thomas, kind enough to join us on this Wednesday edition of The Drive and talk about not only her team, but the effort to get support with Live Purple, Give Gold. Coach, thanks so much. Best of luck this fall.
Thank you so much.